Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to this very special mini-sode of the Banging Book Club. The Banging Book Club is a fortnightly podcast where we read a book about sex and or gender each month and discuss it. I'm Hannah Witten.
I'm Lucy Moon.
And I'm Ash Hardell.
What? Special guest! So, as you will have known by now, last month we read Doing It by Hannah Witten. That's my book.
Oh my gosh. Which was great in so many ways.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Technically, you've not read it yet. Because that's how we're recording this, like back in time or something. Time travel with podcasts. Mm. But we thought we would bring Ash on for this mini-sode because Ash wrote a book as well.
I did, absolutely.
Do you want to kind of introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, and then what your book is about?
Editing Hannah from the future here. Throughout this whole podcast, we talk about Ash's book. We talk so much about her book, yet we forget to tell you what the book is called. Ash's book is called The ABCs of LGBT, and it is absolutely fantastic and just such a great resource for people. And so now I will let past Ash take it away and introduce herself.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Ash, and like these ladies, I'm a YouTuber. I make content online. My videos are kind of all over the place, but I definitely have a focus on, like, sexual and gender identity and education. And the book mirrors that a lot. If I had to describe the book in a really concise way, I'd say it's an expansive kind of glossary and exploration of many, many different gender and sexual identities. My name is Ash, but the book is written by Ashley Mardell.
Why is that?
Because I changed my name after I published it.
Or because you got married.
And because I got married, yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's just me and Lucy here because we have read Ash's book and just want to chat about it.
Sweet.
And first of all, I want to kind of talk about the writing process, because
sure,
we've kind of been through the same thing,
totally.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you to write it?
I was really naive to think I could write a book like this, an educational book, in the amount of time that I did. So January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, 8 months. Technically, I had 8 months. I asked my publisher to push back the my deadline, essentially,
yeah.
Twice. It was incredibly stressful, and if I were to do this again, I'd ask for at least a year and a half.
Oh, wow. Is that just because it's so information heavy?
It's on really sensitive stuff, and
yeah.
People, like, are very particular about how they want it presented, and yeah, it just has to be, like, really comfy, really inclusive, really accurate.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was silly to originally think I could do that in, like, 6 months. And I ended up making it a little longer than 8 months. And that still, like, I had to break my back to do
yeah.
it. It was rough. And I had to call in a lot of favors. Like, I had to ask my editors. I had, like, here. Let's see. Boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-boop. Who did I have review the book? I know I had, yep, Trans Student Educational Resources, Gender Spectrum, and The Gender Book, and Everyone is Gay are all organizations that reviewed the book, as well as, like, other people. And
mm-hmm.
I would ask them, I'd be like, I'd give them drafts, and I'd be like, can you give me all your notes tomorrow? Please. Please. And since they were so accommodating, a lot of them were able to do things like that for me. Wow. And it helped me meet my deadline. But it was hard.
Wow.
That's kind of why I disappeared from YouTube over the summer while I was writing this, because I just didn't have any... I couldn't do anything else.
That was, like, the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
This might be, like, a really weird, horrible question, but I'm kind of curious.
Uh-huh.
Is there any part of you, like, obviously not all of you, but, like, a small part of you, maybe, that is resentful for how sensitive and inclusive you have to be in the book?
There is a part of me that is exhausted by that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not...
Resentful.
Maybe yeah. not necessarily resentful, because I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can tell you that I personally wish...
You're trying to figure out how to say it.
I wish that we could talk about these things and not feel like we have to tiptoe or filter our language so much. Just because it makes it hard to have these kinds of conversations. I wish safe spaces were easier to make, and there was, like, a handbook for how to talk about these kinds of things safely, and we all read it and knew it and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. It was tough. It was hard. It exhausted me, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are effectively a pioneer of this, like, as an educational resource, from what I'm aware of, because it's such early days of gender identities even and sexual identities being named and defined within the past, what, like, decade or two decades of, from what I could gather, have been the more nuanced approach to gender and sexual identity.
I might be able to, like, get on that and say I'm a pioneer as far as putting the information, like, in a published book. But, like, these master posts on Tumblrs and these conversations and forums, yeah, I'm not, like, a pioneer when it comes to that things at all. That has been going on for a very long time. And I had to reach out to a lot of people in order to make this. But, yeah, I guess, like, what I thought I was doing when I wrote this book was making a guide to everything. A comprehensive guide to all the labels.
And then are there any that aren't in there that you
And then
about?
I learned, somebody, one of my editors, was like, comprehensive, you really think so? A bit cocky, eh? Which was fair. They were right.
Wow.
They were totally right. And I love my editors, because they were very blunt with me. They were like, this is harmful, don't say that, you have to change this story, like, you sound pretentious. And
oh, wow.
Like, yeah. it was really intense. So I took out the word comprehensive, and I just said ultra-detailed. But yeah, because there are identities and terms that are not in here, that I wish were, and also there are identities that were too hot button and, like, controversial.
Oh, okay.
For me to feel good about putting in the book.
Can you say what they are?
Sure. So, like, third gender is an identifier word that isn't so PC.
Is that the one that's more, like, Native American?
Yes.
Or is that Two-Spirit? Or is that the same?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, and then Two-Spirit was another one.
I see you mention that in the book,
yeah.
And then you offer an alternative
right.
word.
Because
because it's appropriative.
Exactly. Because, Two-Spirit has a history of being appropriated, and I'm not Two-Spirit, and I couldn't find a person... who was willing to share, like, what being Two-Spirit meant to them in this book. So since I couldn't, like, find their voice, I didn't want to do it for them. But I also, it is kind of an important word to a lot of people. And in the LGBT, it's a well-known word. It felt strange completely leaving it out of the book. So, yeah, I included, like, directions for learning elsewhere to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if there are people listening who, like, haven't read the book and are just kind of already confused by our conversation?
I bet that's totally maybe what's happening. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What can we say to give them kind of, like, how do you even do it? Like, 101. Like, identities.
How do you identify D101?
Why don't we do a little, like, how we identify then?
Okay.
To kind of... help people who
cool.
are listening.
What are we going to do it? Are we going to do it like our most common identifiers, the way we, like, usually and most typically identify those words, or like specific ones and completely how we identify? Because usually you're probably like, hi, I'm Hannah. I'm a YouTuber, and I'm you know what I mean?
We can do like gender and sexuality. Okay. I guess.
You give like a summary one, and then like a, and then when I'm actually being like very
real. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm honest. Asking. Yeah. Am I giving the ultra detailed one, or the one that I'd say in real life? The summary one. You can go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I identify as cisgender, so that means that my gender identity is the same as the sex I was assigned at birth. Is that, that's what it is? I'm like looking at you like, oh my god, I've even written a book about this and I'm still like, ugh!
No, that's good.
So that's female, cisgender woman, and I'm heterosexual, sometimes heteroflexible-ish.
Cool. my favorite qualifier in the whole wide world is queer. I like it for both my sexuality and my gender. So queer and genderqueer. Mm-hmm. But then if I were to get like really, 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 really hyper into it, here, let me see if I can even find the whole list.
Boop-a-doop-boop. It's fascinating. It really is.
If you asked me to describe my identity in the most precise sense, I would likely say something like, I'm Ash, a very fluid queer person, comfortable using the words bi, pan, and multisexual interchangeably. I describe my romantic orientation as demi-homo-flexible and my gender as questioning, but typically existing in the spaces between woman and agender. Words I'm currently experimenting with are non-binary, gender-neutral, bi-gender, demi-girl, gender-fluid, gender-queer, and gender-flux. Also, I prefer to engage in monogamous relationships.
Blah.
Yeah. I think it's amazing as well that you, part of your identity is the fact that you're still experimenting with words.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is an ongoing journey to find your identity.
Definitely.
It's definitely the message that I got from this book.
Uh-huh. And you should feel free to embrace fluidity. If you feel like you found an identity that fits you and then, like, time passes and you're like, wait, that identity doesn't fit so much anymore, that's okay.
Yeah.
That you may have changed. That's all right. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Lucy?
My identity. I'm a cis woman. I'm cis. You can tell because I've never had to think about it before. And that's something that I became especially aware of. And I'm heterosexual. One on the Kinsey scale, if we use that as any kind of qualifier anymore. And I think that's... Have I missed off an obvious one?
No, you said your name.
Oh, I am Lucy. Yeah.
We could go around and say our pronouns just for, like, the sake of this. Yeah?
Sure. Her. Cool. She, her.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. She, her, they, them. Anything respectful.
Interesting. She, her.
Cool. I liked that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's good to do that. I didn't realize how many pronouns there were.
There are a lot.
Okay, so the other thing about having the pronouns written down was, like, I didn't know how to pronounce them. Like, the ones that begin with a Z.
I know. And
what are
I did
they?
That on Z-zer, purpose.
Because you don't know how to pronounce them?
Because there's so many different ways to pronounce them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it would have been really complicated. And, like, what do I pick my favorite pronunciation to put in the book? And, like, within... It was...
I guess it's a case of, like, if you're talking to someone... Or interacting with someone who uses those pronouns, just ask them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The other thing, I really want to just play devil's advocate a lot with this, because I think, on the one hand, it's like, in general, yes, I get it, I know how important this book is and how important those identities are, but I also think it's fun to kind of, like, play devil's advocate to
challenge,
kind of, like, because
yeah,
it's also, like, challenging myself in terms of, like, you have to be able to, like, stand up for what you're doing, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Is it too much?
Is it too much?
Is it, like, have we gone too far? People are just people, Ashley.
Yeah. Like, no, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. This is just, like, these are just words. They're sounds. They're little cute audio nuggets that we can say to people that relay information.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to use these words, don't use these words. You don't have to. And there's certain ways to use these words. Like, these words should not be used as a weapon, and these words should not be used to put people in boxes. But if you're using these words, like, for yourself or to empower others, I always want more words like that. Like, if I always want more words that make people feel like they have community and make people feel like they're understood.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, it's really just, like, more vocabulary, and it's just, I don't know, it's language, it's beautiful. Yeah. I think when you say, is it too much, I think what you are kind of getting into is the whole, like, am I expected to know and remember all of this perfectly?
Yeah, because that's the other thing where I was thinking when I was reading it. I was just like, I get this, and I feel like if I was in a situation talking to someone, I would be as respectful as I can be to, like, in just, that takes human error into account with learning.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Pronouns, names, identifiers, whatever.
Right.
But I was like, I can't remember all of this.
No, and you're not meant to. That's okay. Yeah. Anybody who expects you to remember this is being unreasonable. And also, like, after you read this book, I didn't show up to your house and quiz you. You know?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I was like, okay, pub quiz time!
Yeah, that's not this. Yeah. This is just like, hey, well, I mean, this book is for a lot of different people. If you kind of feel like you don't fit in anywhere, this book is maybe for you. It's like, hey, maybe you can find some community in here. Or maybe you're an ally. This book is like, hey, you want to broaden your horizons to things you didn't quite know? Cool. Things like that. But, and then it's kind of just meant to be like a handbook, maybe like a reference thing. You can, maybe if you are out in a pub and you hear somebody say they are neutrois, that's their gender, and you don't know what that is, you can go home and be like, oh, neutrois, I heard that. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I see. I remember what that was. I remember learning about it. It's just, because it's just more education. Otherwise, you go home and you're like, some weirdo said they were neutrois in a pub and I didn't understand. And there's so many genders, I hate it.
Yeah.
Much better to combat ignorance with a concise book about it. And let it continue.
But it's definitely not meant to be like, you must read the book, remember the book, understand the book, or you are a bad advocate. It's not like that.
A friend of mine said to me, we were having conversations about gender and loads of stuff, and he is, I'm going to even forget what he is, gender queer, gender fluid. He's
gender flex,
not definitely non-binary as an umbrella.
Cool.
He's very feminine in his expression, makeup, hair, nails,
cool
kind of thing. We were talking about all this stuff, and he said something that kind of resonated with me, and I want to hear your opinion on it. And he said, "Learn it all, and then forget it."
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms, I liked that a lot, in terms of, like, learn it all, so you're like, you know it, and you're like, I understand fundamentals, but then just, like, forget it, whatever.
Well, it takes up a lot of space in your brain.
Labels, maybe.
Yeah. And that's another thing, is, like, I don't know, sometimes I worry people look at this book and they think that it's, like, putting labels on, like, a pedestal. It's not, because, I mean, these labels exist, but they're there to use in any way you want. If you can, you can throw labels in the garbage, you can change what the labels mean. yeah, they just are what they are. But I like what your friend said. Remember it all, or learn it all, and then forget. Because it takes up a lot of space in your brain. It can also be really overwhelming. And sometimes I feel like education that's overwhelming can, I don't know, kind of backfire. You're trying to advocate, but it kind of scares that person away. So yeah, learn, have a general sense of things, and then don't be expected to continue to be an expert. And yeah, I think you'll still go on better.
So whilst reading the book, because I'm part of the YouTube community, I kept coming across people I knew as the case studies and people who contributed their personal experiences and their identifiers. And I realised that I'd never asked. Like, I just never asked anyone, like, how they identify. And I found that really, like, gosh, like, my mind, it's like a horse with blinkers on. And then you're like, oh, no, there's so much more. And I just never did.
Sure.
And so I was wondering if there's a best way to ask, or a preferred way that you reckon, obviously this is obviously down to personal experience and your personal feelings about it, but if someone who's listening to the podcast is curious about their friend, how their friend identifies, and if they could use obviously pronouns to help make them feel included and inclusive, what the best way to approach that would be.
Sure. So it can be really scary to be closeted with your gender identity. So maybe like, maybe don't go.
Oh yeah, no, like, yeah, what are you?
Hey mate, you have a different gender? but I think dropping hints that you're really inclusive is good. If you've just met for the first time or something, you could be like, hello, just so you know, my pronoun, you can like start with yourself, my pronouns are she, her, what are your pronouns? And then you'll know their pronouns. And then also just like, yeah, like I said, like dropping hints, like I read this really cool article about gender, or like, you know, things like...
Or my friend who is gender fluid.
But definitely let them come out to you. I think that's important. Yeah, let them come out to you and just make sure that you've like cultivated this safe space so they know that they can and it will go well.
Yeah. The only thing that I have a problem with what you said there is that I would feel uncomfortable introducing myself and being like, my pronouns are blah, because I feel like I'm very clearly a cis woman who uses she, her pronouns.
Yeah,
and that would feel so weird to me. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, but I do know what you mean, but it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I mean, like, worldly and, like, queer culture and everything. It's because I've totally, like, existed in spaces where it's really normal to start and introduce yourself with pronouns.
I've never had a conversation that's like started with that is like an introduction.
Because, well, no, actually, your circle's LGBTQIA+, like,
yeah,
very inclusive.
Parts of my circles are, and that, but
most
then
of my circles just aren't really, and so, but then that's something that as I'm learning with the alcohol thing, changes through example and changes through discussion.
Exactly. And so the only way to and I think it'd be cool where, if we did live in a world where using our pronouns upon introduction was, like, semi-standard, I think that would be very helpful and beneficial and cool. That would be, like, something that I would like to see. So sometimes I try to lead by example, like, at the beginning of the podcast. Yeah, but I definitely understand if it's just not something that happens in your circle, so that might feel weird.
I wouldn't feel weird if someone
else
when they introduce themselves to me were like, oh, my pronouns are blah, then I'd be like, oh, cool, mine are this.
It's a good thing to be aware of.
Oh,
that's
for
how
sure.
I feel.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's something I should really, really be actively, not like subconsciously unaware of, which is basically what I was.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I've found myself talking with other cis friends is how them is can be a singular pronoun, because that's one thing that people who are not necessarily like in the bubble that we're in, where it's just like, oh yeah, sure, who are like trying to get to grips, they're like, yeah, trans people exist, that's cool, but I don't understand, they might not understand like the other like broader like gender fluid, gender queer. And then the other thing that they're trying to get their head around is they, them in the singular.
But it is singular.
And the way that I always try and explain it to them. I'm like, you have used they, them in the singular your whole life and you just haven't realized. Like,
right.
When you're talking about a singular person whose gender you do not know, you use they, them. So I'll be like, oh, I went to the shop and the person at the counter, I had this interaction with them, blah, 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 blah. And they'll be like, oh, that's interesting. What did they say?
Yeah.
And they've used they as a singular.
Exactly.
Because they didn't know the gender of the person. I'm like, it works grammatically.
They're even like, oh, I wrote about it, but I forgot.
Wasn't it something like them? It was, or they, this is a singular, it was like word of the year or something?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But
I love that.
Yeah, so like there's a common misconception that they is used exclusively to refer to plural nouns and cannot be used in a grammatically correct singular sense. This is untrue. So untrue, in fact, that the American Dialect Society, a 127-year-old, well-established organization named They, its 2015 Word of the Year. And it wasn't any old usage of the word they that was being honored. It was specifically the singular, gender-neutral version of the word. As in, I have a stellar friend named Caden. They are very cool and currently questioning their gender. They rock. Yeah. So, and that's that organization is made up of over like 300 grammarians. yeah.
Like librarians for grammar.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So like, I don't know. People who think they is always plural just like aren't in the know. That's wrong. That's just simply
I've never heard that, but then my mom is like grammar Nazi.
Yeah.
Can't call her a grammar Nazi, can I?
Nope.
There's a two in the room.
She is. Sorry, gang.
No worries.
She's particular about grammar.
Yeah, she's incredibly particular. Yes.
Another thing that I wanted to just bring up, and I don't think any of us will know the answer to this, but I would love to hear if any of our podcast listeners know the answer to this, is what about in other languages where they do have gendered they pronouns. So the one I can think of is French. So you've got il for he, elle for she, and then il with an S on the end for male them, and then elle with an S on the end for female them. When you're talking about a group of people where it's a mixture of men and women, it's il, again, like you kind of default to the male. But what about someone who is gender neutral in French? Is anyone out there French and, like, genderqueer? What pronouns do you use in French? Like, I want to know this.
I was telling Hannah earlier that this is one of the most common comments I get on my YouTube channel is, like, Ash, I wish my language was more, like, gender neutral. I wish we had gender neutral.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's just they don't have them?
I think some do. Yeah. But I know for sure because I've heard lamenting in the comments that a lot of them don't. And I don't know what to do. I don't know.
A language is evolving, so surely at some
make it
point...
Make up a gender-neutral pronoun. But then do you have to alter the entire language because everything is gendered? That becomes complicated.
It'd be ul. That just made it up, it's ul.
Ul!
It's ul. Have...
For what? For which language? All the languages?
Yeah, done. But yeah, I would love to hear from any podcast listeners who speak another language if there are gender-neutral pronouns in your language too. I think that wraps it up. Has anyone got any final thoughts?
Go check out Ash's channel because it's great.
Yeah.
And the book.
And the book.
Which is available
now.
On Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or IndieBound.com.
And from June.
Oh, yes. You keep reminding me the most exciting thing. In June, there's going to be a free version of the book coming out for free. And it will be great. And
As an ebook.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
To make all the information accessible to all. Uh-huh.
I have a question for you guys, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which bit did you find the most interesting? Or which bit did you, like, learn the most?
Oh, God. I'm going to have to look at the contents page.
Oh, I found so much of it interesting.
See, for me, because I do half... I frequent these circles online sometimes, but I'm not, like, fully in it. A lot of it was stuff that it was, like, fleshing out what I already knew.
Okay.
Rather than being like, oh, my God, that's right. New information.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think the bit that was new to me, like, really new to me, was all the different spectrums. All the, like, because the only spectrums that I really knew of were lines that were still very binary. So it's like one thing at one end, one at the other, and then all the stuff in the middle, which is fine. Some people identify that way.
Uh-huh.
But then the ones where it's like, it isn't a line, it's like a circle or a cloud.
It's a sphere.
And
yeah.
Like, uh-huh. I loved that. That was cool.
I like that part too. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I like Charlie's drawing of his spectrum. He's like, I don't even want to do a spectrum. I'm just going to put myself in a galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I loved that.
And then I thought that was so sweet.
I like the gender unicorn because I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
And that was very new to me because I'm so used to when you ask someone like how they identify, they're just like, gay, bi, straight. They're really, for me, it was like, oh, there's like one word.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's loads of ways you can identify. Oh, and like knowing your whether you're physically attracted to, emotionally attracted to people, sex assigned at birth, and your gender expression as well. There's so much.
And they don't have to line up.
No.
Like you could, your gender identity could be one way, but your expression could be the opposite. Mm-hmm. There are no rules. Just be you.
Thanks for listening. Everybody, make sure to check out Ash's channel and Ash's book, and we'll see you next month. What are we reading currently, Lucy? I don't know.
I have no idea what we'll be reading in May.
Hold on, I might
are
know.
Are you releasing a book?
No.
Oh.
Ooh, in May, we are reading Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe.
Ooh.
So the full Banging Book Club podcast for that with me, Lucy, and Lena will be out in a couple weeks. Until then, go rate us on iTunes if you're feeling nice. And you can tweet us at Banging Book Club.
We're cool. Great.
We're really great.
All right.
The greatest.
See you soon, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are literally the greatest.
Bye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.